Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. This portal that's open, you're going to find there's going to be an intensity of spiritual activity and interaction with God. And when I say an intensifying, you know how you used to hear God every once a month? Or every now and then when you got a CD or something, you heard the voice of God. It's going to intensify. Amen. I'm not going to say that God's going to crowd you, but things are going to intensify. He's going to be around a lot more than you thought he was around, instructing you a lot more than you are used to being instructed. Amen. Things falling in place more than you thought they would fall in place. Things happening where God's fingerprint and footprint are there, and you didn't. My goodness, Lord is moving by his spirit. He's always been there. You just hadn't let him manifest. But tell somebody, the portal's open. Spiritual activity is going to intensify. I'm talking about in a good sense. People always talk about comment how the devil's busy. You're going to get ready to, you're going to begin to experience and see just how busy heaven is. Yeah. Amen. If a third of the angels fell and became your enemy, there are two thirds that didn't fall, that are on your side, that are working in your behalf. Two thirds. The devil's outnumbered. Amen. So the portal is open. I want that ingrained upon your mind and in your conscience. Walk softly. Walk with reverence. You're going to hear God in places you didn't think you'd hear him. There's a testimony of a guy that was backslidden, running from God. He was a preacher. Running from God, went to get a haircut at a friend's house. He's down in the basement, and his friend that's cutting his hair, his little boy is on the floor playing with a little car. He's just about two-year, maybe three-year-old, and he's just rolling the car around on the floor, and he comes by the chair, and he looks up at him, and he says, "Preach! Preach my word!" He testified of it. He said, "It scared him." You go hear God in places. I'm telling you, this thing's going to get intense. Amen. I said, look at somebody, tell us it's going to intensify in a good way. That's why you can't continue to be carnal and fleshly. Amen. The portal is open. The door has been opened. Now listen, and I pray that you can receive this. I know we've built the capacity for this, but the transactions, the intensifying and the transaction are going to be life-changing. Not just stuff, you got a little revelation about something and nothing changes. No, these interactions are going to be life-changing, life-transforming. Are you ready for this? Yeah. Sometimes I wonder, you know, people want to see angels and stuff like, are you ready for something like that? If John, when Daniel saw it, he fell as a dead man. When John saw Jesus in his glory, he fell as a dead man. Are you ready for that? You know, we like to, you know, we stand in awe and wonder at things, but are you ready for things like that? If an angel was to visit your house. If you ever read the book by Roland Buck, Angels on Assignment, he had visitation 16 times from angels. 16 times. And the first time he saw it, his dog was always aware when they were in the house. First time he came down the stairs and saw him, he fainted. the fierceness that were upon them. You know, they're not little Cupid dolls, you know, with little bows. Fly with little wings. No, these are, and they can take all kind of shapes and forms in that. But are you ready? Do you even believe? Do you know that there's a part of your mind that's connected to that realm? It is. That's why your soul has to prosper. Your soul will only prosper as you live in God. Otherwise, the world will contaminate and block you from faith, from believing. You got to arrest all that reason, all those imaginations, bring those thoughts captive, and understand that there is another dimension. There is another place where God lives. And we're to walk in that place. Amen? Look at somebody and tell them right now, get ready. It's about to happen for you. Don't miss your day of visitation. As God comes, don't resist him. Don't be afraid. Don't chase him off. Don't block him. Don't resist. Know that he's coming. And the interactions are going to be intense. The transactions are going to be life-changing. And not only is, like with Jacob, when the heavens was open, you have to understand, it wasn't just for Jacob. It was for generations to come. God always thinks generationally. What he's doing for us is not just for us to have a hoopla, a happy time. No, he's thinking about generations to come. So that's why it's so important that we open up as Abraham opened up and became Abraham and opened the heaven. Jacob was affected. All the tribes were affected. Israel became a nation. Look at them now. As much as they've tried to drive them into the sea. In 1948, they became a nation against all odds. 1967, they had the Six-Day War. They defeated all the Arab nations around them. They were coming at them with tanks and everything. Little old Israel defeated them all. I mean, Michael's doing some battle for them. Amen. I've got nothing against Arab nations, but I know Israel were the ones that God chose. Not because they were so many, not because they were so special. God chose them, just like he could have chosen anyone else, to bring his oracles to that nation. Abraham, he chose Abraham. And Abraham was obedient and he yielded. He said, now I can make covenant. Amen. God's not prejudiced. He chose. He had to choose, and he chose. So the portal is open. It's an entrance point into the spirit dimension that God is calling you into personally. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing what you are and what God has called you to something else in the past. God's going to take the limits off of some stuff. All limitations are learned anyway. I said earlier, some people are going to do things that have never been done before. Could that be you? With God, all things are possible. And to him that believes, there is nothing impossible. The portal is open. Somebody shout, get ready. Get your mind right. Bind the spirit of religion. Religious thinking. Open yourself up to the God who is above all. Significant changes are coming. Good changes. Don't be afraid of change. God's going to alter some of how we think. He's going to alter your mind so you can contain some of this spiritual traffic. I know down through the last few years, God had to alter my mind to be able to see the magnitude of what he wants. Just to see it. That's one thing to look at something. I'm talking about be able to see it in your spirit. To be able to wrap your spirit around and say, yes, Lord. I don't know how, Lord, but yes, Lord. I can't see every detail, but yes, Lord. I know it's you. I know that's what you want. And I say yes to your will. Come on. He's got to change, alter your whole mindset. Some of your calling is much bigger than you allow God to. Amen. This is going to happen beginning this week. Transformation. Beginning this week. Transformation. Hallelujah. Amen. The first thing I want you to know is that the portal is open. The second thing I want you to know, if you're writing things down, your heart must love God sincerely and honestly. It doesn't matter where you are in your station in life, if you just come correct. Remember the two that went into the temple to pray in Luke chapter 18? There was a Pharisee that stood and prayed before God, and he said, Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this publican. I tithe. I give alms. I fast 2 days every week. I got it going on. That publican who was a tax collector, tax collectors back then, like today, were cheaters. They were frauds. They always took more than what was due, and they got rich and all that. So the tax collector, the publican, was down there, and he wouldn't even look up. Now, Jesus said this. He wouldn't even look up. He was hitting himself, saying, Lord, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Now, the Pharisee, who wasn't fair, you see, thought he had it going on. Whenever you get in that attitude, know for a fact, you don't have it going on. Whenever pride kicks up at you, forget it. God draws near a contrite heart.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.